Boris relies on Labour votes to pass draconian COVID passes legislation. By Nathaniel Charles on December 14, 2021. Following a widespread rebellion from the Conservative Party backbenches, it is likely that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will need to rely on Labour Party votes to pass his latest round of coronavirus restrictions. Later today, over 80 Conservative MPs are allegedly planning to vote against the Conservative Party leadership to prevent further COVID-19 restrictions from being imposed on the British people. The proposed restrictions, more colloquially known as Plan B, include the implementation of domestic COVID passports for large events, mandatory mask wearing in England in most public indoor settings, and guidance advising that people should work from home. Several prominent Conservative MPs have publicly indicated that they will not be supporting the legislation, which has led to more widespread dissent in the Conservative Party ranks. This will be the largest rebellion from Tory MPs that Boris Johnson has faced since he became Prime Minister in 2019. Conservative MP Steve Baker, who has been a long-time critic of COVID restrictions, has urged his colleagues to send a clear message to the government by not abstaining from the vote and instead to actively vote against COVID passports. Former Conservative Party leader Ian Duncan Smith has admitted that he is concerned about the mixed and heavy messaging coming from the government over their Plan B strategy. Marcus Fish, the MP for Yeovil, branded Plan B draconian and even likened the coronavirus passports introduced in the new restrictions to Nazi Germany. "We are not a papers please society. This is not Nazi Germany," Mr. Fish remarked during an interview with BBC Radio 5 Live. Fish has, however, been criticized by the Board of Deputies of British Jews President Marie van der Zyl, who branded his comments unacceptable. Health Secretary Sajid Javid has also been accused by several Conservative backbenchers of shifting the goalposts surrounding the COVID passes introduced in Plan B, with one telling The Guardian, "I think it'll strengthen the resolve of some of the 80 opponents who are flaky and win over more. It's ridiculous, because there is no chance that everyone is going to get their booster by the end of this month. That's just way out in the stratosphere as a concept." It has been reported in the left liberal newspaper that in the new year, in order to have a valid NHS COVID pass, British citizens will now be required to have 3 vaccinations, not 2, or a negative coronavirus test result. However, Javid has so far only stated this will only be a requirement once all adults have had a reasonable chance to get their booster jab, without specifying a time frame. The Plan B restrictions are expected to pass despite the Tory rebellion, as the Labour Party have said they will support the legislation. Keir Starmer, the Labour Party leader, has said it is our patriotic duty to vote for government's Plan B measures.